Welcome to the Norris Group's Real Estate Radio Show. Hosted by author, investor, hard money lender, and real estate educator, Bruce Norris. Equipping California real estate professionals for tomorrow's challenges.
Hello, I'm Aaron Norris, filling in for Bruce Norris on vacation this week. This is the second time we're getting to interview Josh Dork, and he is the founder and CEO of Bigger Pockets, arguably the largest forum and social network dedicated to real estate investors online, possibly internationally, which I'm going to ask in just a second. Josh is a native New Yorker with a very interesting background in entrepreneurship and education. He's been known for his no BS approach to real estate education and an unapologetic anti-guru philosophy that has attracted over 180,000 subscribers on his website. His site has garnered attention from major media outlets, and it's not unusual to see Bigger Pockets on sites like the National Association of Realtors, Huffington Post, and Motley Fool. And Josh lives in Denver, of course, with his wife, Julie, and three girls. I don't know how you find time for it all. Josh, thanks for joining us again.
Hey, thanks for having me back. I'm shocked you allowed me.
Round two. International, let's talk about that. Have you noticed a lot more international participants on the site?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I think from day one, and as I sit here, I'm trying to go to our analytics, and I can't type and talk at the same time. Oh, my goodness. we definitely have a pretty fair international contingent. Look, the United States is seen as a bastion of stability by folks globally, even when we're in chaotic times. And so ultimately, we're gonna have people who are gonna be looking at U.S. real estate, and as a result, so I'm sitting here. Yeah, I mean, first of all, we last month had visitors from 180 or so countries. And the big ones are the English speaking lands, the Canada, UK, India, Australia, Europe. We've got folks from everywhere, and it's expats.
Right.
We've got foreigners who are interested in just buying here. We've got folks from pretty much everywhere on the planet at this point.
I've just been so impressed with the culture you've been able to create with the site and keep people there, and you're consistently growing in a market that's so noisy. Online is just really difficult to get people to stay put. I think one of my favorite things that we do is the radio show, and it makes me laugh when I hear people like, oh, I read your radio show. Oh, that's because we transcribe our shows because some people just won't listen. They won't sit down for a 25-minute podcast. You guys have been really busy. I looked yesterday, you're the number 7 investment podcast, and you're competing with some major brands. I mean, it's hilarious. When did you start the podcast? And sort of talk about the journey of why you did it and how it's been going.
Absolutely. So the podcast is something we've wanted to do for a while. First of all, I'm looking at it right now. We are the number 5 investing podcast.
Oh, see?
We're... Tim Ferriss, Dave Ramsey, Jim Cramer, James Altshuler, then this Bigger Pockets. I don't know.
Who's that?
Listen, I say it, it's nothing, but that is absolutely not the case. I'm honored. I'm shocked at how well it's done. The podcast was something that I thought about doing years ago, and never quite had the time or energy to do it or know-how. Until we had brought on some staff, and Brandon Turner, who's my co-host, brought it up to me and said, "Hey, why don't we do one?" And I said, "Yeah, let's give it a go." And we really didn't think it was going to become anything. Stupid humor, childish, dumb comments, all like, yeah, we're a bunch of goofballs. But here's the thing. What we're doing is we're talking to real people who are telling their real stories. I'm not talking to guys who are billionaires who folks can't grasp. We're talking to, your neighbor who's the postman who just did, you know, bought his second rental property, mm-hmm. you know, that you may not have known about, or your, you know, your cousin who's just flipped, you know, their 10th house or something. You know, we're talking to guys who are, you know, whether they're just getting started, but we're also talking to guys, I mean, who've done, you know, tens of millions of dollars in deals. And I think the key is that there's no BS. There's no fluff. The show isn't about trying to sell them anything. We're asking them questions that we want to know. You know, even when we're talking to somebody who's, you know, we've done a couple newbie shows where we interview people who just did their first deal. I think there's always something to learn from everybody. And I think if you take that philosophy and you believe in it, which I do, I think it's appealing to people. And you know, we just put out our 76th show. We're averaging almost 27,000 listeners per show now.
That's
over
fantastic.
76 shows, yep. Over 2 million listens. It's crazy.
Yeah, and technology has made it so easy for, you know, just download automatically to your phone, but it's getting people to stay and listen. I mean, that's really a testament to what you've created. And it's not just the podcast. You've even gotten sort of into the publishing business, right?
We have. Last year, we decided to open a publishing division, and did so extremely cautiously. The challenge that I face on a regular basis is this. You know, we can go and make money by doing A, B, and C. The question is, does A, B, and C stick to the moral and the values that are Bigger Pockets? And, you know, because the foundation of Bigger Pockets was about democratizing information for people and bypassing the kind of upsell stream, you know, are we violating that by now going and selling some kind of educational content? And it was really hard to overcome the yes, we are. But I think we were able to do that by saying, you know what, we're not taking people to the bank here.
No.
You know, we're putting together a top quality book, and if we're going to publish something, we're only going to publish the best. And, you know, we're going to bring incredible value. And, you know, frankly, they don't have to buy the book. If they want, yeah, I'll flat out and tell people that anything that you would buy from our book, you can get from Bigger Pockets 100% for free, whether it's on the forums, on our blog.
Wait, do you seriously have people complain?
About what?
The
about
books?
Spending $29?
Yeah.
Aaron, I have people complain about everything.
Oh my God!
My job. I'm like a therapist. I'm a therapist myself at this point because I have so many people complain to me. It's crazy. I think a lot of people get into the business and think, hey, you know, I want to do this. I don't want to spend a dollar on it. And when they realize, oh, well, you know, I want to go on Bigger Pockets and advertise. Well, to do that, you have to spend, you know, $9.
It just drives me nuts. $29. I mean, I belong to so many professional organizations just to try to stay on top of marketing and PR, let alone continuing education in the mortgage industry and real estate. It makes me laugh when people won't invest in themselves. And $29, you're like, really?
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, I can't explain what people's motivations are. I mean, you know, listen, we've sold the books. We have a no money back, a 100% money back on the books. And, you know, we'll have people who will email us, they'll have read the books, you know, and say, you know, I read the book, but I'm not going to be an investor, so I want my money back. And we'll say, okay, here's your money back. You know, I mean, I think that's horrible. I could never do such a thing. You know, if I go and I buy something and I use it, you know, I don't really see returning it, but it is, you know, listen.
Yeah.
Everybody's got their own things. Anyway, so we've got these, the first two books we put out were from this guy, Jay Scott, who's an investor formerly in Atlanta. And Jay was a big tech guy and super, super smart, who got into the flipping biz. And he's got a website called 123 Flip, and where he just details all his flips down to the dollar. And Jay's been a part of Bigger Pockets forever, and we've become friends. And, you know, he came to me and said, hey, you know, I've got this book idea, and what do you think? And when he put it together, it was absolutely astounding. And we said, yeah, this is the first book that we're going to publish.
Wow.
And so, you know, the Bigger Pockets, the book on flipping houses, has been a top 10 book on Amazon for real estate pretty much since inception, and which is pretty cool given that we're competing against like Wiley and all the major publishers, and then there's bigger pockets publishing that nobody knows about somehow competing with them.
Have you have they reached out to you at all, some of these larger publishers, seeing opportunity? You know,
surprisingly, they haven't. Here's an invitation to any of them who's listening. No, they haven't, and, which is fine. You know what? The bottom line is we're selling a lot of books, and we're providing a ton of value to people because the books are really incredible. We've got another book that is going to be coming out in the next, I'd say, month to 2 months at the latest on a different kind of creative techniques for real estate so we're working on that now, and that's authored by Brandon Turner from Bigger Pockets. It's really good
I think as a real estate investor, it's always there's always something to learn. As soon as you think you know everything, it's amazing how many different ways there is to slice and dice this business. It depends on the market you're in. Creative real estate strategies to, you know, standard REO and short sale. It's just amazing. And everybody, it's just, this business is so flexible. So there's always stuff to cover. So great. This will be your second book?
This will be, so Jay put out the book on flipping houses and the book on estimating rehab costs. So it was kind of a companion book, but independent, total, you know, full book in itself, and that's also selling on Amazon. So this will be our third book.
Is there any thoughts of taking, the culture of real estate investor clubs has really changed over the last 5 years. The Phoebe model has become very popular, where it's for investor by investor, very sort of roundtable-ish. We were at your first Bigger Pockets forum out in Denver. That went really well. And were you surprised that over three or 400 that showed up?
It was almost 300. I'd like to think I had some impact on what's happened with real estate clubs. I think as Bigger Pockets has grown, I think, you know, being outspoken against the, you know, come to a club, have, you know, where have a model where clubs essentially invite in these salespeople who, give half a lesson and, learn more by buying my, $5,000 course at the back of the room, right, and where the club earns 50% on everything sold, so their incentive to sell is high. I've never been a fan of that model. Again, that kind of plays to my personal belief that, you know, information that's honest, that doesn't come with, you know, kind of a pitch, is the purest kind of information and the most trustworthy.
And in order for them to have that, they have to have a different monetization model besides just the seminar. And unfortunately, a lot of people just got stuck in just that. If you do that, but I mean, it's really, really changed even since I've been working for my father since, I believe, 2005, and there's been a definitive shift in the model. Are you ever planning on sort of branding Bigger Pockets clubs?
You know, I've thought about it. That's a good question. You know, I'm very direct. thanks for asking. I've thought about it. I think the issue comes down to a sense of control. Now, for us, our brand is extremely important, and in order to manage and protect the brand across a set of clubs would require a sizable infrastructure, and I don't think it's something at this point that we're interested in. That said, the cool thing about it, and this, you know, this has really exploded in the past, probably since our summit in March of 12th, we are now having people through Bigger Pockets creating these local clubs 100% organically. And there are now dozens and dozens of clubs around the country. I think there's got to be 50 or 60 clubs around the country. They're not clubs. They're informal, but it's, you know, one guy says, hey, listen, you know, the only thing in my area is a club where they're trying to sell me something all the time. I want to kind of be the master of my own destiny. Well, I don't need to deal with that. Hey, who's local to me in Riverside? Cool. You, let's all get together and talk shop, meet in a restaurant, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And it's awesome. I mean, there's a guy in New Jersey, Darren Sager, who plans the New Jersey, New York meetup. It's not Bigger Pockets. It's just, you know, some guy from Bigger Pockets planning his own kind of get together, and 150 people at their last meeting.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy. And again, I think it comes back to the mentality, right? It's all about the mentality and the belief that we can help each other without taking advantage of each other and without always selling each other. And you know, I think people have really bought into it, and I think they should buy into it because it's true.
Well, you even really are very careful with who you will let advertise on your site, which is very interesting. How many people do you turn away?
Most.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, again, that I think aggravates people. But, yeah, you know, I think in the end, well, it's not only about advertising. You know, I get invited to go to events all the time. And I turn down because I also, you know, believe that you are who you associate with. And not to be elitist, but, you know, I don't necessarily want to be associated with, you know, folks who have a completely opposite philosophy that I have. And I think by being on stage next to folks like that, you know, I think I potentially do damage. So, you know, for me, as you said, I'm pretty standoffish. I'm pretty guarded about just a lot of things. I think I usually take the better safe than sorry model. You know, even if I'm unfamiliar with an event or unfamiliar with something, I'd rather, you know, just be safe and not appear, so to speak, until I know more.
Yeah, we've adopted the shopper model. We have somebody drop in on a regular meeting to see how it's really run. And, yeah. You know, Dad is sort of semi-retirement, so he doesn't like to speak quite as often. Right. But it's a good model. And I think some of the clubs during the downturn found themselves in trouble because a lot of the content they were pitching went south. And as people lost money, they were going after whoever they could to try to get their money back. It's just, I appreciate your model too, is because I think you're elevating the industry at the same time. I know through I Survive Real Estate, it's taken us years, but now we have relationships with the Mortgage Bankers Association and the National Association of Realtors. I know you do as well, but that hasn't been an easy relationship to form. And if you weren't providing value and being a stalwart in our industry, you would never have been invited in the first place. So it's one of the reasons I've always liked you, is because I think investors typically get seen as the shark and we come in and out of favor depending on the market. So yeah. For the last 4 years, everyone's like, oh, yay, investors to the rescue. And then, you know, you already see it in the media, like, oh, cash buyers pushes out, you know, first time buyers. So, but, you know, just being in good standing with some of these other organizations, we don't have a really strong national organization that represents us. We don't have lobbyists in DC. So it's almost like we're just twisting in the wind and we have to lead by example. So I really appreciate that. Are you seeing any other opportunities? Are you getting asked to speak at more of their conferences as well?
I get invited to speak to, you know, different conferences for realtors. You know, we've been invited to, you know, last year we had Brandon Turner at the Big Inman Conference, which is, you know, the industry conference for kind of the industry insiders, so to speak.
Yep.
In real estate. We're certainly building our brand, and you know, I think it all comes down to I keep my head out, keep my head down. I stay out of everybody else's business. You know, for me, I don't care what everyone else is doing. I really don't. You know, I know the direction that I want to bring our company, and I'm setting the course and I'm focusing on what we want to do and, you know, executing it. And, you know, I don't get caught up in the drama, and I'm trying, you know, there's drama in every industry, and, you know, ultimately we try and, you know, stay above the fray if we can, where we can and when we can, and not, try not to get involved. And, you know, again, try and really focus on establishing a credible brand, a credible business that's just trusted. And I think we're doing a really solid job of that. I mean, a good example would be our, you know, last week we just kicked out our first syndicated article with Money Magazine.
Wow, that's fantastic. Yeah. And well, and all these magazines, they're in dire need of great content. And I think you have what, 6,000 articles they might be able to pull from?
I mean, we get asked all the time from lots of folks, you know, can we use this content? And again, we're really protective of our content, and you know, not to be, again, elitist, but, you know, we realize that you are who you're in bed with, you are who you're associated with, and so, you know, if I have a choice between, you know, doing a deal with Money and letting them use our content, you know, or, you know, some realtor site or, you know, somebody else, we're going to go with the company that's going to help us to elevate our brand and really where we can do the most good, I think.
What's next for Bigger Pockets?
Oh, boy. Well, let's see. Yeah, we've just undergone this major site transformation, a rebuild, which has been 10 months in the building. Extremely pleased with that. We're continuing to, you know, again, continuing to grow our platform, grow our content, grow our community, build the podcast, build out our publications. And, you know, ultimately, we're finding that our users want more access to more and better tools, and so, you know, we're investigating what does that mean? What can we provide? Who can we partner with to provide you know, tools that we may not necessarily want to build? Find, you know, the best of the best and bring that out to them. Just, you know, a constant stage of improving the offering that we have today. And adding more value so that in the end, this is all about the user, right?
Right.
If we're building a place where people can, one, learn, you know, two, network, three, do business, four, get access to tools, to deals, to discounts that are going to help them out, we're kind of creating that one-stop shop that is a credible place where people don't have to worry that somebody's always going to be, you know, upselling them on something else, and you know, we're going to become integral into the business of real estate investors around the country and world, and that's what we want to be. You know, we want to be the homepage for real estate investors, and I think we're getting there.
What are your top three favorite tools on your website? Tools or places, or maybe the most used that newbies like?
I mean, the forums, without a doubt. I mean, there's well over 1,000 posts a day on the forums now. It's just an incredible amount of content, and you know, the resources there are just insane. You know, one of the tools that help people kind of navigate the forums are our keyword alerts. So you, Aaron, could set a keyword alert for, you know, hard money, for example, and anytime somebody's talking about it, you can chime in and answer those questions and use Bigger Pockets to build your business. Or, you know, if it's somebody who's a flipper in Fresno, you know, they can set a keyword alert for Fresno flipper or a flipper. Yep. Or, you know, whatever it is. And, you know, instead of being a, hey, I'm going to go on the site and try and find something, the site will come to you. You'll get an email. Or if you're, you know, one of our paid pro members, you can even set up text alerts where you'll get a text message when content that's of value to your business is posted so that you can jump on it. So, and they're also good for finding deals. We on our marketplace, if somebody says, hey, I've got this great deal and it meets the criteria that you're interested in, you know, obviously knowing about it first is going to give you first shake at it. So I think that's great. And our podcast is, it's good. It's really good. I mean, and it's not good because of us. I mean, I think we're pretty decent at asking the right questions. But I think it's good because of who we're talking to. We're talking to guys who are actually, you know, in the trenches right now, who are having success right now, who aren't afraid to share their failures and their learning experiences. And I think we all learn by learning from one another, by learning from each other's experiences. And so I think that's why the podcast is just so incredible. I mean, there's the site's really pretty comprehensive and there's a ton to do you know, anyone listening, I guess, can dig in and play around. I invite them, of course, to do that.
Well, I appreciate it. And we are officially out of time. It's amazing how fast 25 minutes goes. So, but for more information on Josh Dorkin and Bigger Pockets, check out biggerpockets.com. You'll also find him on iTunes. And with that, thanks, Josh, for joining us. And we'll see you next week.
You've been listening to the Norris Group Real Estate Radio Show. For more information on the Norris Group, please visit www.thenorrisgroup.com.